This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Getting through February into March, we're going to get a much steadier supply or cadence of vaccine coming in. Certainly, you don't want vaccines sitting around in the refrigerator or in a freezer if they're ready to go. You want to give them to people.
News on mass vax sites and where we are the next 6 weeks. You just heard Anthony Fauci. He was on with George Stephanopoulos and ABC talking at length about where we are in this battle against this elusive virus. Coming up next week, we're going to talk to one of my very good friends who almost lost his life from COVID. And we'll have that conversation on our Monday show. So for now, how many people have died of COVID-19? The number is a staggering number, but I think it's one that, frankly, we expected. We're at 450,000 deaths. That's what the CDC is saying, as is John Hopkins. But there is this term that's being thrown around, which I like, downward trajectory. So we're going to talk about that. Kate Delaney, hey, hope you're all doing well wherever you are, and you are weathering this storm and the snowstorm for many of you back east, by the way. So the mass vax sites include Yankee Stadium. They're going to open one too, and there are many states that are finding that they're getting ready for vaccines to come in. So a COVID-19 vaccine manufactured by AstraZeneca appears to provide what we're calling strong protection 3 months after just one dose, although it's not recommended that you get the one dose and then what happens down the line, right? So what the Brits are saying, because they jumped on this first, is they're saying that the study that just came out supports a strategy of delaying the second shot so more first doses can be delivered to more people. And in the United States, as we are juggling this dosage issue, Fauci and others are concerned that too many people could possibly wait too long. And if it's 2 weeks or 3 weeks, I think many of them, the scientists and doctors, stand behind that. But what they're saying in the UK, I don't know that there's much of a rallying cry for that to happen here in the U.S. So anyway, for this study, researchers found a 67% reduction in positive swabs among those vaccinated. Critical news, because if no virus is present, the virus, of course, doesn't spread, as we know. AstraZeneca has not yet applied for emergency use authorization for its vaccine in the U.S. Just two vaccines, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, have been authorized in the United States. And both of those, of course, require a second dose. We know Johnson & Johnson is pretty close. That would be a one-shot solution. So pouring over this, you know, data, it's all about what has emanated out of some of these really big clinical trials. And when you have 450,000 Americans dead and infections that are pretty high, and the economy, which is like a roller coaster that just keeps, unfortunately, getting stuck in a downward trend, the push is on to we need to press on and get this out. And how fast can we do that? And how quickly, by the way, can we get relief to people as well? Because that's the other part of the story. A couple of quick hits about COVID. A judge has ordered all inmates in the Oregon prison system to be prioritized for COVID-19 vaccinations, a move that should make prisoners immediately eligible, which I had lunch the other day with somebody in the PR business, and they said to me, it's interesting how this is happening of who gets shots first. Somebody who's been a criminal gets shots before other people who could be waiting for months to get one, and then other people who haven't taken care of themselves are also in line to get the shots first. It's the way the cards have fallen in many cases. So just in time for the Super Bowl, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he's going to relax indoor restrictions across the state a little bit by increasing capacity limits from 25% up to 35%. So that would allow restaurants to stay open past 10 o'clock. He just announced that on Wednesday, late on Wednesday. That goes into effect 8 a.m. on Friday. Pope Francis got his second vaccine dose on Wednesday. They made a big deal about that because he is the Pope, and he's 84. He had his first shot on January 13th. As for those listening in the East Coast, particularly in that New York area, the New York City Health Commissioner said he has tested positive and is experiencing mild, manageable symptoms, and said this is a great reminder, if we ever needed one, that COVID is still with us and we all must continue to wear masks, wash our hands, socially distance, and stay home if we don't feel well. What is happening in other places, in other countries? Here's one example. I told you about England and what they're doing as far as stretching vaccines and a little bit about that study. Well, Japan enacted legislation allowing officials to fine any violators of coronavirus orders, right? The country's struggling to slow the surge of infections there because they've had this uncertainty about the distribution, of course, of what? COVID-19 vaccines. And the Olympics is supposed to be there this summer. Athletes are training. Athletes think it's going to happen. Imagine an Olympic village filled with thousands of athletes from around the world, mostly younger, in this village. And then, oh, yeah, are you letting crowds in? And how many in the crowd could possibly have COVID, even with checks and protocols and all of that? So we still struggle for the answers under this big question mark that we're living with called the pandemic. I mentioned that we have 450,000 plus actual deaths in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins, their information in the CDC. And then the number of confirmed coronavirus cases is 26.5 million. Yeah. So more than, you know, globally, more than 104 million cases and 2.2 million deaths. But again, some of the trend, thank goodness, is going in the opposite direction. Lots of things happening politically speaking, including the push to get that $1,400 stimulus into the hands of Americans who need it, and the stretch for small business, meaning more money, and the same thing for unemployment benefits. But will the Democrats go it alone or not? The president vows to make this happen, but still is kind of holding on to that hope that there is a way to figure out how there can be a bipartisan solution, but I don't think they're going to stand on that very long. It's a tale of two different women in the Republican Party. Liz Cheney from Wyoming, the Wyoming congresswoman, retained her post as the third most powerful House Republican, even though she's received a lot of criticism, and backlash for her vote to impeach Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene, different story. House will vote on Thursday on removing her from her positions in Congress. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. Or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Shotgun, gimme low down, son boy.
Showdown.
Shotgun, gimme low down, son boy.
Showdown.
Shotgun, gimme low down, son boy.
Showdown.
Showdown.
Congresswoman who has Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader, calling her a loony liar, has others that are lining up against her Republican-wise and some that are defending her. We have an unofficial poll going on this show. Should she stay or should she go? You can weigh in by going to Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com and letting your thoughts flow. What do you think? Should she stay or should she go? There is a House vote to remove her from her committees. And here's what some Republicans are saying. Representative Tom Cole of Oklahoma, the top Republican on the rules panel, didn't try to excuse Green's comments, calling them deeply offensive, repugnant, and unbecoming of any member of Congress. But there is a but in that. He argued that this matter should be punted to the Ethics Committee for a bipartisan group of lawmakers to review it. Now, if you don't know, and I won't go into deep detail on some of the things that she said, but here are the greatest hits of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's saying that 9/11, a plane never flew into the Pentagon. Can't you tell? There was no evidence of that. She also is denying what happened at Sandy Hook and Parkland. Of course, the kids that were all killed there and how horrific that is. And there are a handful of other things that she said, like Nancy Pelosi should be shot in the brain because she's a traitor. But nevertheless, these are comments she's saying. These are comments that she made before she was elected and is in the position that she's in now. What's interesting is because of the attention she's getting, and she's wearing masks that say censored and all that sort of stuff, she is seeing what's happening as far as campaign fundraising. She started a fundraising campaign claiming the Democrats are unfairly targeting her for her beliefs. So far, in one day, you know how much she made? $160,000. $160,000. So some Republicans are arguing that voting in favor of a resolution to remove her from the committees would set a dangerous precedent because it would effectively allow the majority party, whoever it was, to dictate which lawmakers in the minority party are fit to serve on committees. A crucial, of course, pipeline for anyone to advance legislation. Committee assignments have traditionally been the prerogative of the party leaders. So what do the party leaders say? Well, in this case, you would be talking about Kevin McCarthy. And Kevin McCarthy has a different view of all of this. And here's how that played out. His thought is that past comments from and endorsed by Marjorie Taylor Greene on school shootings, political violence, and anti-Semitic conspiracy theories don't represent the values or beliefs of the House Republican Conference. He says, though, in meeting with her in private and after her apologizing to Republicans for the position, etc., that they've been put in, he is standing by the fact that you cannot, as he's saying, that you have to stay together, that you have to keep the team together, in other words. That's what he implored his colleagues to remember, that they elected him as leader and they asked him to lead by picking his team. And McCarthy says, ultimately, to strip her of her committee assignments, to let House Democrats do that, and they're having a vote on Thursday, and they have the numbers. He's saying to let that happen, that is a partisan power grab. And then he says other Republicans could be targets for comments that they've made in the past. Senator Rick Scott from Florida says she's not going to be the face of the party. Mr. Scott was governor in 2018 when a gunman killed 17 people at a high school. Not a hoax, people, in Parkland, Florida. A horrific, disgusting, awful thing that happened and destroyed families. And he said her effort to portray the shooting as faked was disgusting. Tom Tillis, the senator from Republican senator from North Carolina, wrote on Twitter, "It's not conservative. It's insane. It's beyond reprehensible for any elected official, especially a member of Congress, to parrot violent QAnon rhetoric and promote deranged conspiracies." But now it all rests in the hands, as I said, of the House and what they decide to do, and what they are doing is voting. So there is going to be a vote. It'll be a big one. On Thursday, one to watch. And as I said, Green apologized to her Republican colleagues for past comments, but said she would not apologize, you know, otherwise. So while the House voted 145-61 to keep Congresswoman Liz Cheney from Wyoming as their number three leader, rejecting a push from Donald Trump loyalist to punish her for her support of the former president's impeachment, the Republicans rallied around her in the vote. So it's interesting that you have these warring factions really going on, and now you're going to have this vote because the House GOP, they met late on Wednesday, late. And they listened, and, you know, they're moving forward. But Democrats announced plans to hold, as I said, a House vote on Thursday on removing Green from her committees after Republican leaders declined to do so on Wednesday on their own. So from the Democratic point of view, Congressman Jim McGovern says a member of this House is calling for assassinations. If that's the standard that we remove people from committees, you know, I'm fine with that. Many of you have already taken the unofficial poll. Here's a couple of quick ones for you and what people have said to me, including Jake from Austin, who says, Kate, I am a staunch conservative young Republican. Marjorie Greene is a wacko, and she is not good for the party. She splits the Republican Party, and she makes it look as though all we do is look at conspiracy theories and rally behind them. She should not be on any education committees. I got this one from Harry Thompson. He listens to us in Tucson, Arizona on KVOI. He says, Dear Kate, please continue the discussion. Greene should be removed from the House Education and Labor Committee along, though, he says, with half the other members. Remind taxpayers they're paying for half a committee that should be eliminated, as the U.S. Constitution that politicians took an oath to support does not authorize education, but should be reserved to the states or to the people per the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Thanks for that, both of you and others that have also thrown in their two cents on the situation with Marjorie Taylor Greene and what should happen. And we'll have more on that. And, of course, we'll see what happens with the Democrats and the fallout from that. But Liz Cheney, who many thought was not going to retain her spot, does so. So there you go. You never can necessarily tell what's going to happen, although she had a lot of backing from a lot of different people. Coming up on the show, in the along the lines of the I Can't Breathe sad story, way back last year, months after COVID, there was somebody named Manuel Ellis who died of oxygen deprivation after a chance meeting in an intersection with a Tacoma police officer, and there was this chaotic kind of scrum, and he never noticed Ellis was struggling to breathe. But eyewitness statements and video recordings of the March 3rd incident surfaced showing that Ellis said he couldn't breathe at least four times. So four Tacoma officers involved in restraining him have been on paid leave since June 3rd. We're talking to Kirk Davis, a Seattle-based personal injury and trial attorney, next.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Leadership in the Senate has reached a power-sharing agreement laying out how the body will operate with a 50-50 split. New Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the deal settles committee ratios and allows those committees to organize with Democrats at the gavel. They hold the majority in the Senate through the tie-breaking vote of Vice President Kamala Harris. At the heart of the standoff was the matter of the filibuster, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell demanded Schumer pledge to keep in place. The New York Democrat initially resisted, but two Democratic senators, Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, announced they wanted to keep the filibuster rule intact, essentially depriving Schumer of the votes to do away with it. And prosecutors in Wisconsin are asking a judge for a new arrest warrant and an increased bond for Kyle Rittenhouse, the Illinois teen accused of killing two people last year during unrest in Kenosha. According to court filings, prosecutors say Rittenhouse violated the terms of his current bond by moving and failing to give the court his new address. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden indicated Wednesday that he's open to changing the price tag on his COVID relief bill. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden indicated in a call with House Democrats that he was open to sending $1,400 payments to a smaller group of Americans in the next round of coronavirus relief legislation and changing the overall price tag of his $1.9 trillion plan. Regarding the plan and the White House's unwillingness to budge on certain things, Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham reminds everyone,
"This is what we warned you about. We told you that if they get the House, the Senate, and the White House, they're going to ignore us and they're going to run wild with their liberal ideas. And this COVID package, I think, is running wild."
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We take you back to a dark day in Tacoma. I mentioned this heading into our break, but Manuel Ellis died of oxygen deprivation after he ended up meeting the Tacoma police and an officer involved in this chaotic scrum, who said he never noticed when all this was happening that Ellis was struggling to breathe. There were eyewitness statements, and then there was a video recording, in fact, a couple of recordings, I believe, of what happened back in March that started to surface, and they showed that he couldn't breathe at least four times, three of them in the presence of Officer Christopher Burbank, where he gasped and said, "I can't breathe." A recording from a Ring camera nearby recorded the response from one of the officers, "Shut the blank up." So there were some contradictions from one of the Tacoma officers, Christopher Burbank, who had some inconsistencies in the report on Ellis's death. So this has become a big touchstone, as you can imagine, in the Pacific Northwest. And those officers, and I mentioned that as well already, but I'll say it again, still are on leave after this, you know, after this happened. The four officers, one of them Burbank, and then three others, have been on paid leave since June 3rd after the Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office ruled Ellis's death a homicide. So we're going to go a little bit deeper as we go to the Pacific Northwest. Kirk Davis is joining us. He's a Seattle-based personal injury and trial attorney, and he's a lawyer who has, certainly has that experience of 15 years of prosecutorial, as they say, experience, and 9 in private practice. So, Kirk, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Kate.
So your perspective on this case, I mean, this is the familiar phrase that we're hearing now, I can't breathe, right? And people are talking about police techniques, and now this has touched you in Tacoma. So your take on what's being said and what's happening in this case?
Well, my main point here is that if you've got somebody that's saying they can't breathe, you got to do something about it. And you got to do something about it right away. So here this man is face down in the pavement, and he's saying, I can't breathe. Not only that, he's saying, he's trying to be respectful, and he's saying, I can't breathe, sir. And yet the officers do not let him up, and they put a spit bag over his head instead.
Yeah, and so here's the thing. The medical examiner concluded that, as you said, the spit hood was to prevent, you know, which is to prevent people from spitting at officers. The medical examiner is saying that contributed to his death, and then also that meth intoxication and heart disease were listed as lesser contributing causes, because then sometimes what is argued back is, you know, there are procedures because you don't know what's coming at us. Have you heard anything like that in some of the discussions that are happening? I know, because it's so a buzz in talk radio in Seattle and all over the Pacific Northwest, really.
Well, I mean, I assume that's going to be the comeback, right? I mean, this occurred back in March of 2020. And of course, this case just is absolutely reminiscent of George Floyd in May of 2020. So, you know, of course that's going to be the comeback. But again, you know, this man said, I can't breathe. And he said it four times. He said it four times. And the officers did not respond appropriately. He had not even committed a crime. I mean, he hadn't been out the shooting of a weapon or robbing a bank or anything. The officers claim he was trying to open a car door, and that's disputed. And yet here he is. The man is dead.
Oh yeah, I agree with you. It's if you look at the details, and a lot of details, or more and more details are coming out in the state patrol's investigation, and in fact, the Seattle attorney representing the Ellis family, Manuel Ellis's family, in a lawsuit against Tacoma, he said, this is reminiscent of a lynching, what happened here. James Bible said that.
Now, James is a great attorney. I know James a little bit. I wouldn't go that far. I can understand how he has got a lot of feeling about this. I think the officers probably, you know, I'm speculating here, of course, but I suspect the officers just didn't believe Mr. Ellis when he said, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
They probably thought, well, you know, he's talking, so he can. But no, I mean, just the same, just like George Floyd said, I can't breathe, saying Mr. Ellis is trying to be respectful at this point, saying, I can't breathe, sir. But they kept him down.
Yeah, wow. And from your perspective, and I mean, and you're a personal injury and trial attorney, so you know what it's like to try cases. And in this, where, you know, the lawyers for the officers, they're not, of course, responding a lot as far as this goes, but they did release a statement over the summer, or one of them did anyway, and disputed the importance of the videos I mentioned, the eyewitness videos, and urged the public to avoid prejudging what happened, especially with only partial facts. So looking at this from the trial perspective, how do you think this goes down? Because these cases, some of these cases that have happened, the similarities, you're talking about Floyd, which, as you mentioned, was in May, which would have been after what happened to Ellis. And now there are more cases like this around the United States, and there are different outcomes as far as what happens with the officers. How does this play out in court?
Well, I think the officers are in real trouble here. They've got the mayor that's against them. She's called for them to be terminated. The attorney general's office is deciding right now as we speak whether or not to bring criminal charges. So the officers are not only looking at civil jeopardy, loss of money, it would be paid by the city of Tacoma, but also potentially criminal charges, murder charges. So, you know, I think they're in real trouble. I obviously didn't set out to do that probably that day, but they're in real trouble now for just not, you know, you got to listen. When somebody says they can't breathe, you got to take that seriously.
Yeah, I agree. And sadly, I think there may be more cases. I've heard of some other possibilities, but we'll see. Kirk Davis, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
All right, Kirk Davis, a Seattle-based personal injury and trial attorney. And as I said, this is so much the conversation in that area of what's going to happen there. On another matter, the Justice Department has exceeded 180 federal criminal cases against rioters and others that have been connected to the siege on the Capitol, with prosecutors saying the latest charges coming against a man in video seen wearing an American supremacist sweatshirt in the Capitol on January 6th. So the charges against Dennis Sidorsky of Virginia accuse him of four counts related to violent entry into the restricted grounds of the Capitol. He was seen on video, according to a sworn affidavit from investigators, walking through the halls of the Capitol during the riot. And it's notable, I guess, because of the supremacist shirt message, in the sense that it's emblematic of many of the rest that we're seeing on the lower level charges that the Justice Department has made in its roundup, its nationwide roundup of rioters who stormed the Capitol after coming to Washington in support of then President Donald Trump's challenge to the electoral win of now President Joe Biden. And I remember him. He was clearly on video that kept being shown over and over again. And dozens of the cases against Capitol riot defendants have also had more severe crimes. And they've had been accused of more severe crimes, and they've had troubling histories. And, you know, it's interesting how prosecutors are looking at these these terrorism tactics by those rioters. And prosecutors have charged a handful of defendants in conspiracies, including alleging members of one paramilitary group planned for an assault on the Capitol. They've also sought out people who allegedly were violent toward police or made threats of violence against lawmakers and others. So as they pull these cases apart across the country, prosecutors are digging into the histories of the defendants, and some of the cases are moving toward detention requests. So the argument is to, if they have a history, yeah, they're not out on bail. That's not going to happen. Coming up next, we are lightening the load, so to speak. Your chance to win some fabulous prizes. It's our Super Bowl. Nail the score, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, your chance to win some incredible prizes, bragging rights, and everything else. And this is it, the final Nail the Score of the season for the NFL. What did I know? At the beginning of the season, I'm on record all over the place saying that I thought we'd be lucky if we got halfway through the season because of COVID-19. Not that there weren't problems, but some protocols were followed and it all worked out. So here we are in Tampa getting ready for this next Super Bowl. There was a strange story from the Kansas City Chiefs side of things where a Kansas City Chiefs barber tested positive and he was going to give haircuts to 20 of the Chiefs. They brought the barber with them. He has COVID-19. Luckily, he didn't touch the head of quarterback Pat Mahomes. There were two Chiefs that tested positive for COVID-19, but thank goodness the rest of them did not, because what a disaster that would be and what a difference that could make for this game. So you know what it's about. It's about who wins, Chiefs or the Bucks, and what you think the final score is going to be. Pete in Texas, he is out of his bunker and ready to play. Hey, Pete.
The groundhog and I are not happy. I do not want any more winter.
Me either.
I'm done with winter. 3128KC.
Ooh, 3128KC. I like that. So that's, you know, the line is 3, so you are right on it. 3128. A close game, that'll be fun. Hopefully we see some good commercials and we have fun. And, Pete, maybe you'll be our winner because you get a good score there. Thank you.
Carry on.
We are carrying on. We're going to move to Jonathan, who is listening to us in New Hampshire on 1350 AM. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing good. What do you think happens in this one?
I think that Tom Brady is going to surprise everybody again, and it's going to be 38-31.
38-31, so the Bucks. All right, I love that, Jonathan. Standing by Tom Brady, and a lot of people think Tom Brady is going to surprise the Chiefs because he's not getting enough credit for that. So let's hope for a good game, and great to hear from you, Jonathan. By the way, anybody who wins, like Jonathan, Pete, or anyone else, we will certainly make a big deal about it and have a huge announcement on the air and find out how to get a hold of you, so don't worry about that. Sharon is listening to us in the great state of Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
What do you think, Sharon? You've been with us all season. What do you think is going to happen here?
Bucks over
Chiefs, 34-31. Well, you all have it surrounded, so who knows, Sharon? I know you got your fingers crossed. Maybe you're going to be the winner. I don't know. In some of those places where you're getting so much snow, we might have to throw in some kind of a shovel for all of you out there so you can dig out. Thanks, Sharon. You know, this game, that line is tight. It is, like I said, it is that it is 3 is the line. And in looking at the COVID not really playing a factor, thank goodness, even though I told you the story about the, you know, the barber, et cetera, the thing that I think is interesting is the storyline, is that Tom Brady has won 6 Super Bowls. He wins another ring, that's 7. He's 43. He says he wants to play to 45. He wants to keep playing because he keeps getting asked that question on and on and on. And he said it. He gets dogged by it so much. He said, today, as soon as the Super Bowl ends, we're on to the next season. So have no fear. We are going to move on to the next season. A couple of things have happened. I'm going to give you my score, and we're going to bug Nathan about it, too. But in a simulation, they did a simulation, of course, and it showed that the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl 37-27, for what that's worth. And, of course, that's the Madden game. They always do that before the Super Bowl. And that's what they came up with. So is Madden correct this time or wrong this time? The one thing that is going to happen is the NFL is stopping the Bucks from shooting cannons out of that iconic pirate ship. The first time I was at Raymond James Stadium, I was traveling with the Dallas Cowboys, and I have lots of family near in Tampa and all over Florida. And it was great because I didn't know much about the stadium, and I thought that was, like, the coolest thing. And maybe because I have this affinity for pirates and whatnot, and, of course, that's all of what that whole area is about, you know, the Gasparilla Parade and all the things they celebrate. But the NFL says, no, we had to have a ceasefire. We cannot have that at Raymond James Stadium. So it is a rare instance where Tampa Bay will be playing a home game as they make this bid for their second Lombardi trophy in their franchise history. But they won't really have, it won't be full-fledged anyway, home field advantage, because you're not going to have all the giant crowds you would normally have. And even though it's supposed to be sort of a neutral site, you know there would be lots of Buck fans there. But they're not allowing them to shoot the pirate ship, because what they do is, after touchdowns and big plays, the cannons go off. So it's a big tradition at Raymond James. The team, I'm sure, said, you know, that's what it means to be a Buccaneers fan. It's a signature element of our home game experience. But, you know, they did say, we acknowledge and understand the NFL's position with regards to maintaining the integrity of a neutral site atmosphere for the Super Bowl. So no cannons. Bummer. Otherwise, I think it's going to be pretty much the story of, like I said, Pat Mahomes, the kid, against maybe the GOAT, the greatest of all time. So 20s versus 40s and storylines of Gronkowski coming with Tom Brady, basically. What's happened with Bruce Arians, who's the coach of Tampa Bay. This is a big moment for him. And it's another big moment for Andy Reid, who couldn't win a Super Bowl with Philadelphia, but already has one with Kansas City. Had another great season and is poised to perhaps win yet another Super Bowl with his young star quarterback and a slew of incredible players. So, Nate, are you going with KC or are you going with Tampa Bay?
Hey, I'm going to go with KC. Let's give it to the Chiefs. Let's
Chiefs.
Just do it. Yeah, how about, what are the kicks? And then there's that one. And yeah. Okay, yeah, 30. I'm going to go with the Madden score almost. 37, 34. It's just going to be a maddening kind of game.
37-34. And I'm making a decision on the fly here because you are part of the team. You, of course, can't win all those fabulous prizes, but we're going to make sure you win a prize. You're going to get something if you correctly nail the score.
High fives.
That's right. A pizza. A pizza and some soda or some water, if you prefer that. Sparkling water.
Oh, geez.
I know. So, always the quest, people, to drink more water, right? That's always. Did you drink your water? You go to the doctor. How much water are you drinking? Right? Are you drinking water? The players drink a lot of water. So, you can even bet on what kind of Gatorade they're drinking. What the color of, in Vegas, what color is it? I think that's so funny. It's one of the prop bets of what color is the Gatorade that you drop over the winning coach's head. All right, for me, this was really tough. Because I have family pressure on both sides of this. Why am I getting pressured about what I think the score is going to be? Like, I shake the magic eight ball, and, you know, it's paralysis by over-analysis. So it doesn't matter if you have known some of the players on the team, you've covered them, you've done whatever. I mean, it's the same thing. Flip a coin, and the margin is 3. That's what the wise guys say in favor of Kansas City. So I think that I'm going to, and I'm kind of the tiebreaker here, but we do have some people that have emailed us, and you can email us in the next couple of minutes, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I'm going to go with the Bucks too. I was going to go with KC, so now I'm going to, it's like politics. I'm polarizing. I'm going to infuriate half of my family and friends. I'm going with the Bucks, and I'm going to say that the final score is 37-34. So I'm going on the opposite side of Nathan. He's got KC by that score. I have the Bucks by that score. Thanks for playing Nail the Score. If you win, trust me, we will announce it. And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, people. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.